This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Timberwolves idle today. They came out of the break in Houston, got beat by the Rockets 121-115. It was a late start last night. Not a problem on a Friday night, but on a Sunday night, they have another late start against an outstanding Oklahoma City team at Target Center. I'm just not a fan of the late starts on a school night. Sorry about that. By the way, he covers the Timberwolves for the Star Tribune. His name is Chris Hine. And Chris, always good to visit with you. Thanks for the time.
How you doing, Steve? Good to be with you. And the beat writers don't like the late starts either. We don't want to be there till 12:30, 1 a.m. working on our stuff. So, you know, we don't like them either.
Yeah, it's one thing, you know, if you're on the West Coast and it's L.A. time and people stay up late here in Minnesota, but you have a central time, and by the time they get going, it is about 8:45. I was on for Henry last night, and I kind of forgot, yeah, they're in Houston. And then Jonathan Lowe said, oh, yeah, it's a late tip. And it kind of worked out because I got done with the show and then was able to watch Timberwolves. It didn't particularly pan out. Timberwolves couldn't find a way to get it done.
Yeah, they allowed 48 points in the first quarter. It seemed like they, you know, coming off the All-Star break, their defense needed a little extra time to get in gear. And they played better defense the other three quarters, but, you know, they were digging themselves out of that hole the entire night. I don't think they ever led by more than 2 or 3 points after that. And, Rudy Gobert wasn't there, so that affects the defense as well on the whole. So, you know, just a weird night where Houston had that fast start and kind of was able to keep the Wolves at bay most of the night. Anthony Edwards struggles down the stretch. The late game offense was stagnant, which, you know, we've seen a lot this year. They're now 15-20, I believe, in clutch games that end up in clutch situations. Which, man, if you even just turn that around to 20-15, their season looks a lot different than it does right now. So this is a big focus for them down the stretch. As Chris Finch said before the break, this is go time for them right now. And, you know, a little reminder of some of the things that they need to keep in mind as they enter this stretch here.
Job one, get into the playoffs, and then job two beyond that, avoid the play-in tournament if at all possible. So the Wolves definitely have work to do. The quote you put in your story following the game from Chris Finch really summed it up, and he seems frustrated. Our issue is we got to win close games. I don't know who we are in clutch games. That better get figured out.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Last night it seemed like Anthony Edwards was trying to play hero ball a lot. He said he was a little tired down the stretch, and maybe that was affecting some of his shots. But, you know, I think he was 1-for-6 in the fourth quarter last night. I thought there were some moments he didn't make the right play when he was getting double teamed, but, you know, a couple possessions ended up with Jaden McDaniels missing a three. He was 0-for-3 from three-point range in the fourth quarter last night. You know, just you know, all around, just not a great night in that fourth quarter down the stretch. Naz Reid was battling foul trouble. You know, you think you want to find a way to get him more involved in the late game offense if he's on the floor, because he is such a weapon. And outside of Ant, I would say, you know, that at that moment with Julius Randle hurt, you know, their second best offensive player right now. So, you know, I think, you know, trying to find a little more involvement for Naz in those situations, and, you know, just Ant, when he does make the right play, the Wolves have to help him out by hitting those shots.
Chris Hine joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. He covers the Timberwolves for the Star Tribune. They get back at it against Oklahoma City on Sunday night at Target Center, an outstanding team. And right now, the odds-on favorite to be the number one seed in the Western Conference. Chris, on the injury front, you talked about Rudy Gobert. Mike Conley was nursing a finger issue. He did indeed play last night. And then Anthony Edwards in the hip. Do you think that was all a factor in the game last night, that Ant is maybe still dealing with the lingering effects of the hip problem?
You know, I didn't ask him that last night. It didn't seem to be to me. All right. He was still driving to the rim with his usual, I think, volume. So I didn't get the sense that the hip was limiting or affecting him in any way. You know, I think with Mike Conley, I think you could see he's trying to play around this injury right now, so that might take a little feeling out for him as he figures out, you know, kind of how to play in and around this finger dislocation that he had. As for Rudy, I tweeted this last night. I saw him in the locker room before the game, and he was just kind of sitting there, and he looked about as comfortable sitting there as I did one summer when I pulled my back working a construction job. And I remember how painful that was, and that was the vibe I got from just kind of watching, kind of seeing him sitting there in the locker room. So I don't know when he might be back. Anybody who's had back spasms knows that they can be very, very tricky to deal with on a day-to-day basis. So we'll see about when he's back.
Well, the old saying, there's no trouble like back trouble. That is miserable. Just trying to get any sleep, let alone any relief, it can certainly be miserable. Now, the Timberwolves during the break, I saw a note on this. Dante DiVincenzo and Julius Randle are on the comeback trail. Who knows when they'll be back, but they're headed in the right direction.
They are. Julius Randle has been cleared for full contact basketball activities. Dante DiVincenzo still not cleared for contact, but is able to do some stuff. So Randle, you know, based on that update, Randle is closer than Dante right now to a return. We'll see kind of maybe next week what it looks like for Randle as he comes back and starts ramping up his activity. Chris Finch, when I asked him about it the other day, said it wasn't quite a day-to-day thing with Randle, that it was still going to take a little bit of time for him to get back. So, you know, I would expect at least maybe a couple more games here that Randle's out. But, you know, I think he's getting pretty close to a return in the immediate future here.
All right, Timberwolves Thunder tomorrow night, Target Center, a late start. I wanted to get your thoughts on something that startled everyone who follows the NBA, and that is the news on Victor Wembanyama, the great young star for the San Antonio Spurs. That's terrible news, and we certainly wish him well on that diagnosis and him getting back hopefully next season for the Spurs.
Yeah, that's super concerning. You know, anytime you hear blood clots or anything like that, you always just fear the worst, and you hope that that's just an isolated incident, not something that's potentially going to bother him the rest of his career. But you know, hopefully, you know, the at least for this year, the Spurs weren't really in contention. You know, it feels a little bad because I think he fell just short of the 65 game threshold that you need to get all these, you know, all NBA Defensive Player of the Year accolades. So he's not going to make that this season. But yeah, just, you know, the more immediate and pressing concern is this. You hope that this is just an isolated incident, gets treated quickly, and effectively, and it doesn't become a lingering issue because, you know, he is one of the future stars of the league and a once in a generation potentially kind of player. If he keeps developing at the rate he's developing, and you know, you would just absolutely hate to see a career get derailed by something like this.
Well, Ant's put in that category, and I think he was asked about it, and he gave some sort of quote along the lines, well, that's why they got Wemby. You know, I don't have to be the main man. It can be him. And I thought that was kind of a funny response by Ant.
Yeah, it was, you know, in these interviews, you never know with Ant what he's going to say. You know, you never know. Is he tired that day? Is he just saying stuff to say stuff? Is it the 100th question he's been asked of the day, and then everybody wants to read into it. Sometimes I think it's just Ant being Ant. Some of these answers that haven't covered him for 5 years in the league, you know. But listen, I think ultimately when it comes to the face of the league, I think a lot of that stuff gets determined on the court. You know, the players who end up winning the titles, who make the deep playoff runs. You know, they become the faces of the league. I think a lot of that stuff really tends to sort itself out on the court as opposed to off the court when it comes to person. You know, listen, having a personality, a marketable personality like Anthony Edwards has, is never, it doesn't hurt, right? But I think ultimately this stuff gets decided on the court. Like, does Stephen Curry become one of the faces of the NBA? If the Warriors were just first round or second round and out every year, no.
No.
You know, he becomes one of the faces of the league because they win championships. So that to me is where that gets decided.
And by the way, speaking of Ant, you put a lot of work into a book about Ant available for pre-order right now?
That's right. It's up for pre-order, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, anywhere that you can buy books, pretty much independent retailers. Through my publisher, HarperCollins, you know, Google the book Ant, and my name, Chris Klein, and it should pop up. And, yeah, we're gearing up for a June release date on that and still going through the final finishing touches of it. And we're super excited to get that out there, absolutely.
Yeah, look forward to seeing it, Chris. Always good to visit with you. Take care.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it.
All right, there he is, Chris Hine. Timberwolves beat writer for the Star Tribune. His work online at startribune.com. Once again, they get beat by the Rockets. Crunch time problems again. They get the Thunder. Very good team, but it's late on a Sunday night. I don't know. It's going to have to be really good early to keep me up. 4:32. We'll have the weather in a moment here on News Talk 830 W.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? a sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
CCO.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.